in a decree that seems all too familiar to the want of governments to overreach their power, the Roman emperor declares that all the world should be registered. And like those signs, modern-day signs that you see on the highways and bridges giving credits to government for building these highways and bridges, the governor Quirinius gets loads of free political publicity. And in keeping with this government theme, the word registered in the gospel reading that we just heard really should be translated as taxed. People then, 2,000 years ago, were being counted because they were the source of revenue. And that priority was given to the collection process of that revenue and not so much to how people were, the well-being of people. So people like Mary and Joseph had to travel from their hometown to their original family town to be there, to be counted. Speaking of traveling, I have a story for you, a bit of a Christmas horror story, traveling story, if it were, of a couple that I know trying to get home for the holidays. And they had to get home for the holidays. It was one of those things, you know, they had to be home. Because they were going to visit family. So they get to the parking lot to park their car. There's no spaces for parking. They have to go way out and walk in the snow and slush to finally get to the airport. They get to security check. Of course, there's this long lineup for security check. Takes forever. They're starting to look at their watches wondering, are we going to make this flight? My friend, the woman, has this particular lotion for her feet because her feet were swelling, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But you know you can't have lotion anymore, so that had to go out. And she had to take her, both of them had to take their shoes off. Her feet were swelling. She couldn't get her shoes back on, so they had run in stocking feet towards the terminal. And as they got there, they realized that the airline had overbooked the flight, and they weren't going to make it on. Now, the airline offered them some incentives, but there's no way that they were going to make it on. So they had to spend the night at the airport because the next flight was in the morning, and there was no hotel around or whatever, so they had a bit of a nightmare. Now, the reason why her feet were swelling is because she was pregnant, and their names were Mary and Joseph. We assume that Mary and Joseph were stricken by poverty, but we don't actually know that for sure. It could be that the inn was simply full, that they were just like your average people. They certainly were not rich. Now, we know that for sure. But not necessarily homeless either. Just like the couple I just explained at the airport. There's some means. They have a home. They have a roof over their head. But they don't have the money to buy tickets in advance. They don't have the money to buy first-class tickets. They're just your average people trying to make their way in life. But Luke's nativity story, however, has another parallel narrative of hardship, and that's the shepherds. The shepherds truly were in a different social category. The shepherds of 2,000 years ago were migrant workers, at best. Being a shepherd out in the wilderness was a very dangerous job, very low-paying job, and only went to the marginalized people who would take those kind of jobs because they had to, in order to have something to eat. They were literally living in the fields. They were homeless. They had no home over their head and made very little money, but they had to do this. So to that extent, they were unnoticed by the authorities. They were quite literally and figuratively, the shepherds, not worth counting. Yet interestingly enough, they were the people that the angels went to announce the birth of Jesus. They were the people that God summoned angels to get them to walk by foot to Bethlehem. They didn't have to go through any security checks. They didn't have any parking hassle. There were no lineups. And there was certainly no worry about staying at the inn. They didn't have to worry about that. But they were summoned to Bethlehem. And without any fanfare, without any big sign, they come and they witness and they leave glorifying God. So in a way, it is easier to relate to the Mary and Joseph story than the one of the shepherds. In this narrative, Mary and Joseph are not poverty-stricken, but as I said, average people doing their best to make ends meet in a world that is challenging them with rising costs, with rising taxes, the demands of family, the struggles of work and time, facing the pain and grief that life can often throw at people, and yet all the time wanting to be valued and recognized as loved children of God. And they want someone to give them hope, to give them joy, to give them peace, and to assure them that they are loved. And that person is born that night in their midst. Jesus is born this time every year to us and for us. The people then needed a Savior, and the people today need a Savior. And there is one given to us by God, the light of God, which can be found in the extraordinarily good news of the Gospels. It is born today. He is born today, as he was 2,000 years ago. So on this day, in the here and now, who will announce the coming of Christ as the shepherds did 2,000 years ago? Well, I think they would be the homeless. They would be the migrant workers. They would be those who have fallen off the treadmill of the work economy, the truly lost, those who are struggling to just keep anything together. Those would be the ones who the angels would come and summon to go to Bethlehem and say, "Here is the glory of God." They are the people who have nothing of interest or worth to the authorities and are therefore free to praise God. Praise God, act of uncommon grace, without a doubt, without hesitation. Many, many things have changed in 2,000 years, but isn't it remarkable how these two travel narratives can be similar? Just like Mary and Jesus then and now, we all search for a deeper meaning beyond our daily concerns and beyond the adherence to demands and decrees of everyday life. It turns out Jesus is the way, Jesus is the life, Jesus is the truth. To a very average Mary and Joe was born and is born today a Savior for us all. Though through the crevices of light and the dark spots of life that come through that light, and from the mouths of those no one would listen to, comes the incredible message that today the Messiah is with us. On this day, God delivers us the way, the life, and the truth. And the truth is that peace, joy, hope, and love have arrived for all people. Merry Christmas. Amen.